Let's make this a classical day, shall we? Don't end a sentence in a preposition. Make sure no matter what else happens today, you need to know that sentences that end in prepositions are not good. All right? You got that? Everybody's got that straightened out? And now we get to the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are very important. If you're sending us email, that's cool. It's to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. I'm wondering, for those of you who are just joining us, Roberta is off for the rest of the week, so we don't have any Queen of Chief stuff. And important and a lot of, actually, information in the television report later in the next half hour, actually, of this hour of the Good Day program. Have a TV quiz for you as well. The essence of the day's information, I have managed to pretty much move it all, push it off, just wanted to get rid of it all because it's such garbage. For the most the history of this program, based on us trying to talk about that which is classically important to you. And so when I look around at all of these things the news media is trying to feed you, the Americans who may have been involved in the mall attack. Okay, so how does that impact you? You curious about it? Yeah, maybe. The good vibes coming out of the United Nations, is that a news media? It's really not in the news media's best interest to present things in a good light. So when you hear a story about the president wanting to meet with the new president of Iran, and the new president of Iran wants to meet with Obama, fine, that's good. Let's not put any qualifications on it. Let's just have a conversation. Never mind the first words out of your mouth, Mr. President. We got to have nuclear concessions. Just listen to the guy. Talk to him and see what his body language is. Figure him out. And then maybe you talk about some of the important things. That's like having a date with somebody for the first time. And you want to make sure that he or she is exactly 150 pounds, if that's what you want. More than 150 pounds, I don't want you. Right? I mean, that's the kind of silly stuff. Why would you...
You just step in it there.
But why? Why did I step in it?
Well, how many 151-pound women are out there thinking, what a snob?
I don't know, but I like 150-pound women. I don't know, whatever.
Or maybe the women are thinking about 150-pound guys.
Yeah, nah. There's nothing of substance in a 150-pound guy. Look at you and me, Richie. All right? You gotta make sure it's all...
Just trying to keep you from stepping in that hole.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're pretty
Kenny's
close.
Pretty good at that. All right, so, Kenny, what do we have from Facebook and Twitter? I'm wondering if people are reacting to my rejection of some of the interpretations of the big stories of the day.
Let's see. A lot of conversation about the about Obamacare and the possible shutdown.
Really?
Polly says Obama is the only one focused on politics. He's the one provoking the shutdown and refuses to listen to the people.
Mm-hmm. The people are not for a shutdown, though. The people who know anything aren't for a shutdown.
Michael says Republicans need to let Obamacare kick in. After that, the Democrats will never run the presidency, the House, or the Senate again.
There you go. Democrats all bad. Republicans all good. Or on the other side, Republicans all bad. Democrats all good. Right?
How about this? They're all bad.
Yeah, they are. Thank you. Next.
Newsflash.
Yeah. All right. So what else, Kenny?
Somebody who just uses the name I Am said that this is all the equivalent of the whole Y2K scare.
Ah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, and all this about scare.
Wow.
It's all about fear. Rich McFadden, along with Ken Kessler and Doug
Dr. Ken Kessler.
Right. All right, so go ahead, Richie.
The news is loving this. They're having a good time talking about the shutdown. And there are some differences here because the budget is tied to this. It's
we don't have a budget. What are you talking about?
We don't have a budget.
There hasn't been a budget for 7 years.
There hasn't been, and there probably won't be until we get into administration.
Well, this is the resolve, if I may. Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt you like you always interrupt me.
Fire away.
The essence of what we need are two presidents. We need co-presidents. We need somebody who's a face person who goes around the country and around the world making America look good, sound good, be good. And then we need some person who knows how to run a business, knows about numbers, can make them all work. These people are clueless. This guy and the guy before him and the guy before him and the guy before him never really ran businesses. They're all career politicians. I mean, George Bush sort of kind of did a little bit of business on his own, but he had the silver spoon, so he didn't really have to know how to actually run
things. A Department of State, and that's why they have a Treasury, and that's why they have a Defense Department.
They're all appointees of these people that don't know anything to begin with.
But you hire people that do know something about
it.
We
have good people that know how to do this in our government? Where are they?
Some places, yes. Where? In some places, no.
I know that we have some good people in government, but I don't see them at the top. You?
No, I'm not happy with much of what I see right now. But in general, I mean, you get some good people in there. But right now, no.
Okay. Well, I would like to know some of them just because I want to put a positive. I want to highlight the person, the governmental person of the day. Who's the best example? Those of you who are listening to Washington
News every night.
No. The people behind the scenes who are actually running things that maybe in some cases career people who actually know how to get things done, but oftentimes they're overridden by political considerations and therefore they can't do their job. Got to be frustrating. But there's a good retirement at the end, so that's what we'll focus on. I mean, that's the way some people think, isn't it? It's the way it works, but that doesn't mean it works well. And that's sort of what I would like to have us think about. How do we make things work well? 888-302-3684. Here's something. Listen to this. All right, you ready?
Sure, fire away.
There was a behind-closed-door meeting yesterday at the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. There is an advisory panel that is going to discuss this week recommendations for the use of electronic devices on airplanes during takeoffs and landings. The FAA says, quote, it recognizes consumers are intensely interested in the use of personal electronics aboard the aircraft. The new guidelines are expected to allow reading e-books and listening to podcasts and watching videos as the plane takes off and lands. Wow, can you imagine the plane won't crash?
But no texting your loved ones, your last goodbye?
No,
apparently not.
You'd be able to use Wi-Fi during takeoff, Richie.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do that now. The panel makes its recommendations to the FAA later in the month. They'll go into effect next year. Wow, this is trailblazing stuff if I've ever heard it. It's so exciting to know that these boobs finally recognize what all private... Here, I remember going on a trip to Europe, and remember when I went with a wheelchair guy? I forget his last name. Ken from San Francisco, who took me on his private plane across the North Atlantic to places where they were delivering wheelchairs. Went to Sarajevo. I mean, I went to half a dozen places with this guy. And you know what? We all were told by the pilot, use your cell phones as much as you want. Take off, landing, doesn't make any difference. All that hocus pocus about they're going to affect your the ability of the plane to navigate is the biggest crock since man began to fly.
We were talking about this the other day at a dinner party.
It is nonsense. There is no way, no possible way, you being on a cell phone is going to disturb the operation of an airplane. And there never was any danger. What the real reason that policy went into effect is because in the old days they used to have actual the phones used to be in the airplane, and you could use the phone on the airplane, and they didn't want you to use your own phone because they wanted $3 a minute out of you to pay for the phone on the plane. It's just such, we just get suckered into all of this stuff. And we believe it, like this person is authoritative, therefore he knows what he's talking about. Baloney! Anyway, Richie, what did you start to say?
I love the way that you follow rules. We were talking about it the other day at a dinner party, and I think we decided the real reason that we don't want cell phones on airplanes is because we don't have to listen to the blowhard
in
the seat next to us.
I don't want to listen to that. I'm with you.
Yeah, texting, checking your email, surfing the internet, fine. Phone calls, not so much.
Nope, you're right. That's the real reason not to use them. All right, so anyway, I'm really on it, too. Kenny will tell you.
You're pretty wound up.
I am.
Get a little sleep last night?
I actually have been sleeping quite well lately.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, right. Ladies and gentlemen, There is a real consumer effort now underway to get people who are talking about products to tell you the truth. So I am happy that I have been recognized as one of the truth tellers. There are a number of things, maybe three or four different products that I have on the air that people hire me to talk about, that I will not talk about. If you pay me, I'll tell the story. But you can tell in the way I bring the information forward as to whether or not I really, really, really believe the stuff works that I'm talking about versus somebody wants me to say words on a piece of paper. Most of the things that you hear me talking about, I don't really use a script. Richie will be happy to tell you.
Not even close.
I know because I look at the product and I use it. Provia is a perfect example, Provia. I have some thin hair in the back of my head. Richie's sort of teasing me about that from time to time.
Sure.
So I was really eager to try this. Now, I don't know whether it's all come back in because I haven't had anybody look at the back of my head for 3 or 4 months. So I don't know whether...
Send me a picture.
Okay, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, I'd rather have somebody else look at your phone. Take a picture of it and send it to us. Okay. I'll tell you whether there's any
growth. Tell me whether there's any growth there.
Yeah.
Provia Natural Hair Thinning Therapy cleans out the pores because you have used poor cleansing devices or you've used poor products. The cheap stuff plugs up your pores like concrete. So you need Provia, which is all natural, to clean it out so the hair starts growing again. Voila. You have more hair on your head. You look better. And there's an agent also in Provia that makes the hair you have look thicker. So it's good all the way around. And by the way, there's a new super concentrate available from Provia, which you can get at the same time you call 800-525-8319. You will not be charged extra for it. Two come for the price of one. 800-525-8319. Revitalizing your hair follicles. Blocking and preventing premature hair thinning is what this is all about. It's safe and it's natural and there are no side effects. No chemicals, none of that stuff. Say goodbye to the hair that's saying goodbye and say hello to the new hair that comes as a result of using Provia. 800-525-8319. Super Concentrate comes along with the order. The new Provia. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Not for the day today, the privilege to do our work, to be in control of the promises we make and the things we build is something worth cherishing. So said Seth Godin. Godin. Anyway, I thought it was appropriate, so that's why I laid it on your head there, ladies and gentlemen.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
First night of the Voice new season.
And cover your eyes so you don't know the secret.
Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Sheila Green, and Christina Aguilera. Judges turning around. Must be her family.
Yeah.
Best friends there.
Right.
Caroline Pennell is her name. The song is called Anything Could Happen. Listening to her and then hearing the familiar sound of the boom when they turn their chairs around helps you to understand how this works, this show, The Voice. So maybe what we would find instructive here, Richie, is to listen to the back and forth, the give and take between Blake and CeeLo, who try to get Caroline to come to their team.
You're like the sweetest thing on earth.
Thanks. I can't stop smiling.
Good. Never stop.
Okay.
There's one moment, too, where you, like, giggled after they turned their chairs around. You were like, like, I loved it. It because you know what? It was real. You felt it. It didn't even matter that you were straying from the
Christina,
song.
Christina, we do that one more time. Can you do that again?
You had our attention with just your tone and that sweetness and that warmth. Her voice is relaxed. It's not a fake sound that just easily flows out, you know. And then,
I'm trying
and
too
then
hard.
You know, she reminds me of, you know, like those little music boxes that have little pretty girls stand on top spinning around. Yeah.
I believe that we're cut from the same cloth. I believe that we're kindred. And you have a quirk. It really works for me. It's the same quality I tend to have. Come over here to Team CeeLo Green where you can be yourself, you can be unique, and we can really, really make a difference.
Preach,
in winning
CeeLo.
This show. You know what I'm saying?
So she went with CeeLo.
I'd like to really be great.
I want you to start.
All right, so we got the point of this.
In yourself.
CeeLo. I like the give and take. What I have seen, I'm not big on these shows anyway, but what I have seen, I kind of like of this show. Richie, I think you liked it too.
My wife likes it. I like the format of it. It's really cool. My wife watches it a lot, and Blake and Adam really have a good kind of back and forth.
Yes.
And CeeLo and Christine are good. My wife is actually happy to see them back.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
As it goes.
My wife.
Yes, I know, Richie.
She's
watches
happy,
these.
Happy.
He catches
it's
them
good.
Going through the...
I don't watch TV. Just,
no. Yeah, right. All right, here's the 2020 television quiz. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
60 Minutes started on the air on this date in 1968.
Wow.
60 Minutes started on the air on this date, 1968. There were two correspondents when it started. Who were they?
Oh.
888-302-3684. Richie says, oh!
I know one of them.
Oh! All right, who were the first two correspondents when 60 Minutes debuted on this date in 1968? 888-302-3684. It's come a long way since then. Still, I think, Kenny, is the highest rated of all of the news programs on network television.
I think so.
Is it not?
I think
still
it's
in the top 10.
Yes, very much so, most of the time. Yep. So I've been through a lot of people over the years. The first fellow lasted a long time. Second guy went to another network, but he was very good. He was measured versus the other guy who was just wild. And the two of them made for really good, interesting watching. I kind of remember this stuff. 1968, 60 Minutes debuts on this date. Who were the first two to be correspondents who ran that show? 60 Minutes. Who were the first two on?
Have one.
888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you would like to help yourself, that is the way to
I
do it.
To go to the internets and get me an answer.
You can do that. Yeah. Farming in the news in the next half hour, along with some television news. As a matter of fact, the voice is in the focus because it's the subject, Kenny, of a lawsuit, apparently. We have that story at DougStephan.com. Give you a little more information on that. And then the usual rundown of the things that are important that are happening that you need to know a little bit here and there about. That's the way it works here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs are fairly vocal. In fact, even the barkless Basenji communicates to a series of yodeling calls. In general, dogs can produce a full range of sounds, from whimpers to rolling growls to proper barks. Like people, dogs use their voices to express themselves, raising the pitch or volume of their bark to indicate frustration or express emotion. It's interesting to note that barking isn't necessarily a sign of aggression. It may simply be a dog's way of saying, hurry up, come and play, or I'm so happy to see you, rather than one false move and I'll tear your throat at. As always, it is important to consider the circumstance under which the dog is barking. I get this all the time. My dog is barking enough, or my dog is not barking at all. Dogs bark to communicate. In the wild, wolves will communicate each other by a series of barks and howls. Sometimes just for entertainment, sometimes it's the gathering of the group to go for the hunt. So watch your dog when he barks. Watch your dog when he howls. Knowing when he's doing it will tell you why. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The action here. It's 33 and change past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hi to all of our new Washington listeners. Ken Kessler up in San Diego. Kenny, I think, Richie, are we coming close to getting somewhere in San Diego? New location?
Working on it.
Working on it. Yeah. Speaking of working on it, we're working on the important stories of the day to try to figure out what these things mean to you. And so when it comes to this mall attack, the Kenyan situation, the people who are panicked because the news media says it's going to happen here. Look out! They're going to bomb all the malls in America. They're going to shoot it up. You won't be safe. Make sure there's an Uzi at the entrance to every mall. That'll do a lot for business. You think the mall owners listen to this stuff and think to themselves, good God, what's going to happen now? If we put visible armed guards, which is what these nutbirds want you to think is necessary, you cannot protect yourself from most anything. You hear the people who say, if there was a guy with a gun in the theater, that guy wouldn't have been able to shoot as many people in the theater. Maybe that's true, maybe it isn't true. If there had been a guy with a gun at the Navy base, could have stopped this. There may be something to that. There is, I think there is something to that. But
there was a guy with a gun at the Navy base that stopped him. It just took them 20 minutes to get there because they were police, had to be called.
Right. Yeah, and there should have been somebody on the base. Why are the MPs on the base? What are the jobs of the MPs? Why aren't they there to protect the base? I never understood that.
He shot one. That's where he got the handgun from.
Right.
You would think that there are other MPs on that base somewhere.
Right. Okay. So as far as Kenya is concerned, what is your response to the things that you've heard so far? Are you more focused on America having to protect itself because you're worried that CNN has told you that it's going to happen here tomorrow? Every time I've turned on, they so disgust me at CNN. We were talking about this earlier, Richie, before you got here, how they have played this card and they have lost.
Because their ratings are in the toilet.
And they're going to be more in the toilet than they
scare you to death to get you to watch more.
Nonsense. All right, so here's, there are two Marys on the line. These are actually two different points of view. One wants to know when we're going to stop talking about all of this stuff. The other is concerned how we protect ourselves from the same sort of thing happening. Here's Mary number one.
I'm just so tired of the bombs and the drones from America, the bombs from the Middle East, but Northern Africa instead of the Middle East, but that's what that is. And I look at Peter King, Congressman Peter King. He is, he speaks for his own culture. He doesn't care about anybody else. He's a warmonger. He speaks for the Zionists. I wish they all would stop. Stop the bombs. Stop the drones. Let's talk peace. Are we ever going to hear peace again in this lifetime?
I'm with Mary 1. Let's listen to what Mary 2 had to say.
I'm trying to imagine, how do we protect ourselves totally? It's almost impossible. We are a free society. We come and go as we want. I just don't know how we would protect ourselves from terrorist acts. And I've heard your callers, and no one has said anything as to how do we really protect ourselves. Guns is not the answer. Hiring more police, hiring more security, it's not working. There has to be a better way.
So what is it? 888-302-3684. You can text us. You can send. Actually, we used to have, I'm saying text because I know I want you to go to facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. We used to have a text line, though, Richie. I think we stopped using that.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to use it. I think that was basically.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes, Rich.
She says, when are we going to ever have peace again?
Mm-hmm.
When have we ever had peace? You know, when I was growing up, it was, you know, born in the late 60s, so when I was too little to really realize what was going on in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And then it was pretty much silent until Desert Storm, so I grew up in a pretty peaceful area. But, I mean, you look at the last century. It seems like every 20 years or so, we got something going on, or yet.
Yep, got to keep the military-industrial complex booming along.
Right.
Help them along.
Well, no, even go back farther than that, though. I mean, you know, look back, you know, 300 years, 500 years. It just seems that we've had so many wars on the face of this planet.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's ever total peace.
That speaks to what I have said. My doctor had this wonderful... Not wonderful, but reality with him is that the species, the human species, is really a mess. Why are we, if we are supposedly the ultimate thinkers, what is there? I mean, this is the kind of stuff when people question whether there's a God.
I think God played us this way.
Well, how do you individually take on, by the way, let me repeat the 2020 News Quiz question. The longest-running news magazine on the air is 60 Minutes. Started on this date, 1968. Who were the first two correspondents? Two men. Who were they? For a swell prize, 888-302-3684. All right. So in terms of how we take this information and do something with it, somebody shared a thought that resonates very powerfully. This is a guy who's a motivational speaker. His name is Matthew Kelly, who coined the term, become the best version of yourself. And this person said, whenever I get the chance, I share that line with friends, family, coworkers who seem to be in need of a pep talk. I think we're all in need of a pep talk. We have all of this stuff that hits us every day. We're in debt. We have bad leadership. We have Obamacare. We have Kenya. We have this. We have that. We have something. And so every day you battle with the things that are going on around you and try to figure out what the relevance is for you. And in terms of most of it, there is none. There's really no relevance to most of this stuff with how you live your life and what you do with your time, right? It's only if you have no life that you get yourself wrapped around things like the mall attack in Kenya and whether or not there are Americans who may have been involved. Why does that make any difference to you? I think that most of us, if we focused on working hard, being dedicated to our families, we would have a much better version of life. Focus on yourself, your family, your work, things that are in your arena, And never mind all of this garbage that you see from halfway around the world that occupies three. I was sitting in a restaurant last night, Richie, mm-hmm. and Anderson Cooper and the 360 thing was up. They must have played that same video clip 19 times.
Yeah.
In 20 minutes. And so what do you take away from that? It's like you are mesmerized.
You're talking about a better version of ourselves and family. I just had a fascinating conversation the other day with a friend of mine who's a therapist, a couples therapist.
Yeah.
And she is in town taking a class on connection.
Uh-huh.
And connecting with people and how we are connected and how we should be connected and when it's working and when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about the importance of having a connection, a back and forth one-on-one connection with somebody in your life.
Yeah.
And what happens when you don't have a connection with somebody that way. And we were just talking to me, you know, you see gangs. Gangs get together because a lot of people have no connection.
Yeah.
And they form the connection.
Yeah.
And you look at some of these, you look at some of these terrorist groups. They get a connection. They're all connected against something.
Yeah. You know, not for something, but against something.
So we go back to humanity and its need for connection.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they connected to?
Yeah. And what kind of people do you want to have around you? Do you want to have the people? And I think maybe in terms of how you're remembered, when you pass on to the next existence, whatever it is, how do you want people to think of you?
Some people want you to be a martyr.
Yeah.
And want you to think
that's what some people want you to be. How do you want to, you're influenced by what they are thinking. How about what you're thinking? And that's the way, by the way, people are trained to think in various parts of the world.
Right.
We don't understand that. Even though we really are being manipulated, the same as those people are manipulated by folks who have power and control because they have all of the guns. We have people that have power and control, or try to exercise it with a good deal of success. We report, you decide. They are all about the business of getting you. Their job is to get you to watch or listen so they can sell advertising and make money to pay the stockholders of their company. That's their job. So what do you react to? Do you react to the scare of harem stuff? Or do you react to the sorts of things that I'm talking about that maybe focus on you and what your strongest attribute is? What personal traits do you like about you? And what do you find yourself attracted to in the personal traits of other people? Are you scared all the time? You want to be with somebody?
You can't let yourself get overrun with this stuff.
No.
I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and she's like, I'm so scared of what the world is becoming. And she was so upset about all this. And I said, this was after the shooter at the Navy Yard. I said, don't let one maniac control your life.
No. It's foolishness.
But she was
like, that's what a lot of people
are doing. Look at what the world is coming. You're not paying attention. You've got blinders on. And I'm like, stop this.
Yeah, stop it.
And you also have to remember, with all of this doom and gloom that you see on CNN and other outlets, it's still a really small percentage of the people who are on this planet who are despicable.
That's exactly what my point to my friend was.
Yeah.
And there's 0.00000, keep going, 1% of the people on the face of this planet that do. Yet, you watch the news, and you think it's every guy you're walking next to at the mall.
So can I drop this on you?
Fire away.
I'm thinking in terms of smartphones, mobile. We were all paying attention to the 5S and the 5, whatever the other one is, 5C. So how much better is it than the last one and the one before it and the one before it? And they all are getting better. So why can't we apply that to our offspring? Are you better, Richie, than your mother and father? Are your children better than you?
Not yet.
Are my children?
My kids are way better than I am.
That's what I'm saying. Are you able to, as you reproduce you, make these people who are coming along better than you? If that's the case, then everything will be better. But that isn't the case, but it ought to be the case. Am I making sense?
Yeah, everybody tries. I mean, you try to make your
kids
better
than
you are.
No, I don't agree with you. I don't think everybody tries. I think people, many times, the difference in what I'm saying here of you finding the best version of yourself versus that which is all about you and your selfishness and your focus on you and wanting more. That's a difference.
I adopted my daughter.
Yeah.
Where would she be? So her mother obviously didn't try her best.
No.
And thank God that we get the opportunity to try our best with her.
Right.
So you're right, yes.
She's a bundle of love and fire.
Oh, she's hysterical.
She's going to be somebody to deal with.
Sure, I got news for you.
She's going to be somebody to deal with.
Newsflash.
Yeah.
She is.
So anyway, don't waste your time living somebody else's life and their worries. Steve Jobs says, your time is limited. And boy, didn't he know that. And look at the impact he had on all of us. All right, let's get to the television report, Richie, and we'll tell some of our friends in the commercial world that we'll get to them later. But I want to get...
I'm sure they're happy to see me.
Have everything. This is the...
I got to get off on
a toot here, which is not particularly unusual, but it is a part of what I think...
By the way, this TV report brought to you by Bank of America, the National Association of Realtors, The Voice, which is on again tonight, Rolaids, and...
Really?
Yeah.
And anybody else that? What about beer and wings or whatever that is doing? Must have some of that laying around.
Yes, Wild Wings. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Meanwhile, and we're moving ahead without Roberta and Jennifer. It's really amazing.
Did we get a winner, by the way?
No, we don't have a chicken dinner for a winner, but the question needs to be answered. 60 Minutes went on the air on this date, 1968. Who were the first two correspondents? They were, Richie probably looked it up, right? Kenny, you know?
Right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mike Wallace.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Yes, you did. So you are fully aware of what it is. Mike Wallace and Harry Reasoner.
Now, Morley Safer was there as a part-time in
68
to 70, and then he became full-time.
Yep.
And there were a bunch of other people there in 68 as well.
But they weren't doing 60 Minutes. They were doing the other news.
They were doing part-time stuff. Charles Corralt, Walter Cronkite, Roger Mudd.
Walter Cronkite, he was there too?
Mm-hmm. Bill Plant.
Yeah.
So they had a bunch of people in 68, but the only two full times were the yes them.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
Go. Very nice of you to notice that. Breaking bad news. 250 items from the series up for auction on ScreenBid.com. ScreenBid.com. Most of you know the cast of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, Anna Gunn, Dean Norris, Betsy Brandt, that bunch. Are going to be on the Conan show. Is it tonight? I think it's tonight. Is it tonight? What's today? It was either tonight. Wait, did anybody? I think it's tonight they're on.
Today's Tuesday.
Breaking Bad ending is the 29th, right? Last show of Sunday night.
Nope, Sunday night.
It was last night.
Oh, it was last night. Okay. All right. Well, I'm only a day late with this. Kenny, it's okay, right? I do know.
Check it out online.
Yeah. That the props... ranging from yellow hazmat suits to a pink teddy bear that was featured prominently on the show, will be up for sale. Bidding starts on each item at $1,500. The founders of ScreenBid say the site was created to help studios dispose of their props systematically and profitably. So the Breaking Bad sale would begin on Sunday, which is the day of the series finale. So any of you who are fanatical about that, help yourself. If you believe Aaron Paul, the finale of Breaking Bad is going to be kinky. This guy stars as Jesse Pinkman. He posted a picture on Instagram showing him in bed with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, can't wait to see that.
Huh? Well, I think also Anna Gunn's in it. She won, didn't Anna Gunn win for best supporting actress? Yeah. All right. And then a lot of people are saying she's too skinny. That was a comment I saw. 51 past the hour, Breaking Bad on the Good Day program.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Now 53 after on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the features that we follow here in the program has to do with crowdfunding, something that I'm very excited about and have used in my own business. Crowdfunding, creating some exciting new startups and product introductions, a whole new world of consumers and pre-shopping. Interesting. Crowdfunding is getting better and better and better all the time. Find out why as Mike Hayes is here with Startups in America.
Welcome to Startups in Action, crowdfunding success stories and hot picks. I'm small business media mentor Mike Hayes. Crowdfunding is changing the online world and the real world too. Ever hear that the world will end with a whimper, not a bang? That whimper may be as small as the drops of gasoline every time you refuel your car. Learn more about Dram Innovations on Indiegogo.com and how you can help stop the equivalent to a BP-sized oil spill every 2 years and start exercising sustainable practices at the same time. Dram Innovations is using Indiegogo to develop a dripless fuel nozzle, which will change the way we fuel today. Learn more by emailing startupsinaction@gmail.com. Imagine no more spilling fuel on our cars, shoes, or clothes. No more shaking the nozzle waiting for every last drop. Simply hassle-free refueling. Join Dram Innovations on Kickstarter in creating a cleaner, healthier world for all of us. Sean Wright is a man who would not give up on his dream that came to him at a bus stop. The Bus Stop Game is a new TV game show that is held at any bus stop inside the United States. The game show is now already airing nationwide, and you can learn more about the Bus Stop Game on Kickstarter.com. Sean wants to expand his entertaining program nationally and internationally. Next, meet Tommy Reed. Music lovers, does your iPad fail to deliver the sound you were hoping for in your music? Tommy Reed has come up with an elegant solution called Sabine, which you can find on Kickstarter.com. His goal was simply to eliminate the need to cup your hands around your iPad to clearly hear the music you love. Help Tommy Reed and Sabine help music lovers on Kickstarter.com. Tommy needs your help to finalize his manufacturing. So if you love music and are willing to be a little patient, you can help an exciting startup and get a great product too. The idea of cup to mug sparked when founders Dotto and Tung were at a festival drinking cold beer from plastic cups. They noticed that the icy temperature of the beer made it difficult to hold the plastic cup and that the cup itself was extremely uncomfortable to grip. The plastic cup was in need of a redesign, and they took up the challenge. After doing online research, they found that tens of thousands of festivals and events hosted across the country all implement plastic cups to serve drinks. Evidently, the design did not take into account the comfort of the user or the amount of trash generated from the use of plastic cups. The most pragmatic solution Dotto and Tung thought of was an eco-friendly cup handle that could be used with hot or cold beverages. They knew that the design had to be stylish and practical if they were to lure users away from the plastic cup. You can learn more about Cup to Mug on Kickstarter.com. Attorney Jenny Kasson is founder and CEO of CuttingEdgeX.com, a new crowdfunding portal, and she tells us how it can help entrepreneurs who need to raise money and would love to do so online.
We're using a tool called Direct Public Offerings. They've been around for a long time. They're not very well known, but they have been legal for decades. And what it involves is basically doing state-level securities filings. So if you wanted to raise money from people throughout the entire country, it would be a bit more onerous. But if your business is focused in one or a few states, what you can do is state-level filings, which are not that difficult to do, and you can raise money from the public that way. So if you look at that website, CuttingEdgeX.com, you'll see we have clients that are raising money just from California residents. There's some that are doing it in multiple states. And you can sell equity, you can sell debt, you can sell any kind of investment opportunity that fits with your own business goals.
If you'd like to learn more, email me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Join us again for more next week on Startups in Action, crowdfunding success stories, and hot picks. Thanks for joining us.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.